Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you. Yes, we are live. Yes, it is September 15th at about 8:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I literally got home from Tennessee 2 hours ago to the craziness that erupted. So I thank my team for coming on with me because this is an emergency broadcast given what's happened. There's been another assassination attempt on President Trump's life. So welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We just praise the Lord that you're here with us. We praise the Lord that President Trump is safe. And we just welcome those who are watching in the United States who are jumping on from around the world, finding out what has happened yet again here in the United States of America. So hello to our moderators too and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer and we're going to jump right into it. We have a lot to go through given the state of what was happening. Yes, I'm going to go into the prophecy about this as well. So we're going to welcome the presence of the Lord in and then we're going to move forth. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day, Father. Lord, we praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. Father, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Father, we rebuke every attack of the enemy right now in Jesus' name, Father. We apply the blood of Jesus, Father God, as our defense. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. Father, we just ask that you cover us tonight, Father. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us and he reconciled us back to you. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And I honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, you are welcome to have your way in this place, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your powerful presence go forth, Father. Lord, we just ask that people tangibly feel your presence, Lord, that you would move, that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, would move and be the counselor tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us with your wisdom. Fill me, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, and harm and attack, Father God, against this broadcast, Lord, against Ark of Grace Ministries, against myself and Chris, Father God, and the animals, Lord. Father, our team that's on, Father, we rebuke it in Jesus' name right now, Father. We command it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled right now. Nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father God, take all the glory for yourself. You are the pottery, most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all. And Father, we praise you, Lord, that you once again protected President Trump. We praise you, Father God, for your divine protection, for your power, for your omniscience and omnipotence to see what happens before it ever comes, Lord. And we just praise you for your intervention tonight, Lord. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, Sadie, honey, you got to go. Mommy got to do some serious business here. Okay, so praise the Lord. Hello to those of you jumping on, given what has just happened. But We're going to show you in a moment, because it just seems we are in just a very pressure-filled time. And when there's pressure, there's problems. And so this is why we're seeing this in this time. And Father, I just ask too, Lord, that you just, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, Father God, which is the word of God, and we speak to the heaviness in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus to break and to lift and to go in Jesus' name and be bound back to the dry places, pits, and areas God has designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Thank you, Lord. I could feel it in the atmosphere. So this is why I just wanted to do that. So we just got back from Tennessee 2 hours ago. I did not expect to have to come on tonight, but given the circumstances of what's going on, I felt led to. So thank you to all of you who are jumping on. So let's talk about what happened. We're going to put up the news articles because many of you saw it. I got news of it getting off the plane, literally from Tennessee. Gunman got within 500 yards of Trump in second assassination attempt. And this is by Newsweek. I'll read you a little bit of it in a moment after we go through these. FBI investigation. Oh, you want me to do that one first? I'll do that one first here. The alleged gunman behind Donald Trump's second apparent assassination attempt, Ryan Wesley Routh, got within 500 yards of the former president, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Trump, the GOP's presidential nominee, is safe. They put that in parentheses. And no injuries were reported after shots were fired at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida on Sunday. The Federal Bureau of Investigations told Newsweek in an email on Sunday evening that it is investigating the shooting, which occurred around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as an attempted assassination. Now, we could go through the other articles. We'll show you the other articles. Live FBI investigating new Trump assassination attempt near his golf course. Suspect detained. Trump was the subject of an apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf club, the FBI says. That's from the AP News. Trump safe after suspect in apparent assassination attempt arrested with AR-style rifle, scope, and GoPro. Okay. Now, do you remember I had that active shooter dream also, and I had talked about it, and I talked about this round object, which was like a scope that was on this particular gun. So I just wanted to throw that out there as we're talking about this, because there's a lot to get into. Now, it happened at 1:30 p.m. Deuteronomy 1:30 says, "The Lord your God who goes before you will fight for you himself, just as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes." That's Deuteronomy 1:30. Now, before we get into this series of prophecy and events, I want to cue a video for you, because on August 9th, I put out a short because the Lord had led me to look at the five times Saul tried to kill David. And here comes little Esther as we're doing it. Yes, she has found the deaths now too. So let's cue the video and show you. Hello, everyone. So today is August 9th, 2024. During the night, I had a dream, and I don't normally have this type of dream. So when I do, something has been set into motion, and we as the ecclesia have to come together and pray for it to be thwarted. In the dream, there was a building. It was a long building. It had an architectural design that was interesting. It had sort of depth to it. But it was a long rectangular building. And on one side, there was a field. I don't know if it was a sports field, but it was some type of field. And on the other side of the building, there appeared to be maybe water or some body of water. It could have been a state on the coast I was in. But on the other side of the building from where I was, a man appeared. And he was dressed in all black. And he had tactical gear on. And he had a semi-automatic weapon that there was, down the barrel of the gun, there was a big black circle. And he was able to scale this building on his own.
And when he came down, his movements were way too fluid. He had definitely been trained, either by military, by three-letter agencies, but he was trained. He definitely was dressed to try to, and looked in a way, and the way he was moving, he definitely was looking to do some damage to somebody. And I was hiding on the other side of the building. He didn't see me, but I saw him, and I was told there's an active shooter. And just the way he climbed that building, the way he moved, he was very well trained. So something has been set into motion that we have to pray right now, because there's another plot now that has been set into motion in order to bring, a shaking and fear and take down potentially political prey in the middle of this. So please pray right now that these plans are thwarted. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Okay, that was one of them that I had put out around that time. I was actually at the George Magazine event in Arkansas when I had that dream. There was another clip or another part I had put out about the five times Saul tried to kill David. And in that, I talked about that one of the times Saul tried to kill David was at his house. It was actually on David's own property that Saul sent men to try and kill him. And so basically, if you want to go back and see that, it was August 9th. We have it out on our platforms, but I had talked about Saul trying to kill David in the five times that he tried to kill him. And one of them, like I said, was at his home. This was at Trump's home. Okay, and we're going to get into that. We're going to get into this a little bit here, because I have some notes from that. When I did that clip, there were notes that I had taken in studying this. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that as well. Okay, so when I was in Tennessee two nights ago, when I preached, it's on our Facebook. If you want to go see that video of me preaching in Tennessee at Oasis Worship Center, it's on our Facebook, Ark of Grace Ministry. Now, why I'm telling you that is because two nights ago, the Lord compelled me to teach and speak on the year 5785 and to go back to 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 through 50. You come at me with sword and spear and javelin. And I went over what I said the night of prayer. The Lord compelled me once again to go over what was said during the night of prayer on July 7th about 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 50 and how it pertains to President Trump. So I do this two nights ago from Tennessee. Now, why does the Lord have me do this from Tennessee? If you remember, in Nashville, Tennessee, March 2023, there was a horrific school shooting at a school named Covenant. The Covenant was going under attack. That was the signal prophetically. The Covenant was about to go under a full-blown attack. Right after that, the indictment started coming down against Trump. So the Lord sends me to Tennessee within a week of this second assassination attempt happening, and has me from Tennessee speak what I spoke the night of prayer about 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 through 50. Now, do I think that's a coincidence? No, I don't. Not at all. I think the Lord sent me there specifically. There was a hurricane. So the tropical depression actually moved into where we were in Tennessee. And I actually preached in the middle of a tropical depression both nights. And it was the second night that the Lord literally compelled me. He literally said, I don't want you to talk about this 10 minutes before I'm supposed to get up there. Don't talk about this. I want you to talk about this. And he made me pivot and switch what I was going to say from Tennessee. And he led me back to the night of prayer. Now, the third attempt on David's life that Saul did is in 1 Samuel 19, verses 11 through 12. Then Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch for him so that he might kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, told him, if you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed. So Michal let David down through the window and he fled and escaped. So the third time Saul tries to kill David is literally at his house. It's literally on David's own property. If we look at the five times Saul attempted to kill David and we compare it to what's going on now, they've tried to assassinate Trump's character. They've tried to assassinate his business, right? They tried to assassinate in July. And now you've got this assassination attempt, which means one still may be in play after this. Now, we're going to go back to October 27th, 2023, because I had a dream. And this was the dream of Donald Trump on the golf course, if you remember, and we're going to go over it. So October 27, 2023, I have a dream. I was standing on a golf course. There were others with me. And in the dream, President Trump was dressed in a white polo shirt. He had a white hat on and medium color gray pants almost. He appeared to have a putter. And in it, he looked frazzled. So he looked like he was worked up. He looked a little frazzled. And I zoomed in on his leg for a moment. I was zoomed in on his leg. I believe it was his right leg. And the pant leg was lifted up and he had a very large bruise, black and blue, on the side of the calf area, expanding the entire calf. And in the middle, there was an open wound. There was a wound beginning to open. Now I'm standing back with others on the golf course and the golf ball is a bit of a distance from the hole. And President Trump lifted his club, ran toward the ball, brought his club down, hit the ball hard, and it made a straight line like a rocket to the hole and went in. So this is the dream that I have. Now, what's interesting about this is October 27, 2023. It's on a golf course, and it's involving harm to President Trump because of the wound on his leg. So there was obviously an attempt to harm him, and he's on the golf course. And in the mid, when that happens, he lifts that golf club up in the air in a very sort of unconventional way that you wouldn't lift up a club. And he runs towards the ball and he hits it in motion really hard and it goes in. I was shown that wound was covered up. So basically the pant leg was covering the wound and the Lord lifted the pant leg and he showed me this very large wound because they were trying to affect his walk. They were trying to wound him so he could not run his race. And one of the ways they were going to try to do it was on the golf course. Okay. So I've had this dream back in October of 2023 that they're going to try to wound him to stop him from running the race. And one of the ways they're going to do it would be on the golf course. That's why I was seeing things the way I was seeing it back then. See, so we see in part and we speak in part. So sometimes we don't understand the dream until the event actually transpires. And you go back to the dream and you go, that is exactly what that dream meant. And this is exactly what this dream meant. So now comes the part where he's running at the ball with the putter up in the air. And he's going to make a really hard shot, right? A really hard shot. So just keep that in mind going forward to the election. But this dream was pointing at them attempting to wound him as well. And one of the ways they were going to attempt to stop him from running the race was going to be on the golf course. Now, June 8th, 2024. Reawaken America, Detroit, Michigan. The Lord has me put out a word. And why did the Lord have me put this out at Reawaken America? Because the whole nation was about to get a giant wake-up call. So basically, this is why the Lord specifically gave me this word and had me put it out at Reawaken America. So I'm going to read this from June 8th, 2024. And we're also going to get into the night of prayer, because this has a lot to do with it. Like I told you, the Lord 2 nights ago had me completely 10 minutes prior to me speaking, change everything I was going to say because he wanted me to go back to what I said to the night of prayer and repeat it from Tennessee. So we're going to get into that too. Also, August, there was something put out August 16th we're going to get into as well. So June 8th, 2024, hello to those of you jumping on. As many of you know, there was a second assassination attempt against President Trump today. Praise God he was protected. And we're just basically going through, we're going through prophecy and events and basically things that were spoken. So June 8th, 2024, who I have anointed will go in the highest seats of your land, says the Lord. Not who the pundits say with their jousting of rhetoric and speculations that are specks of dust to me, says the Lord. Their words have no substance. They lack meat that would nourish the people. Instead, they binge on junk capital food for their souls through the prognosticators, political puppets, and jesters meant to entertain you and distract capital from the people having the clear vision to see the root of the issue, says the Lord. The root shall and will be dug up in a public excavation before the people, for the wicked have mixed in sand with the soil, and it has weakened the root. The root shall be exposed by the same measure they so chose to destroy this nation. A great spectacle, an open spectacle, where there shall be no way to escape this excavation, for it shall be long and deep, says the Lord. The parties whose root systems have joined together shall split and be broken by an axe retrieved by one I have called to do so. Split and broken. Yes, so they're going to be split, the root, and broken by an axe retrieved by the one the Lord has called to do it. When fire begins and grows, there is a great potential for a backdraft, a phenomenon when a fire has taken up all available oxygen and suddenly a door is open, capital, and that fire suddenly, capital, explodes because unexpected oxygen has been made available. Thus says the Lord, this is June 8th, that door is about to open and this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of a door suddenly opening. I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw. I have put a bit in their mouths and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, capital, the wicked, corrupt, and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of insatiable power, an insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. Lots were illegally cast for the days of destruction of political opponents and those who speak truth, where truth is in their hearts. My truth, capital, says the Lord. Lots were illegally cast for such destruction outside the legal scope of my covenant and holy days, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Haman did the same, illegally cast lots for the destruction of an opponent who saw through who he was and the seed of king he so desired. Therefore, according to my word, a reversal had to go forth that caused a series of doors to open that led to a backdraft and explosion upon Haman and his family. The same has been done here, says the Lord. A gross miscalculation of covenants, times, and seasons. A gross miscalculation of their power and pull to hunt down prey in the political arena and the church and have the security enough in seat to get away with such wickedness, says the Lord. Now, it's interesting because the Lord says they're going to hunt down those in the church like prey too. And we just saw what happened with Pastor Greg Locke, when all of these a magazine's worth, I think, of bullets were unloaded into his house. Praise God, they're okay. They have in their foolishness, in their hearts, thought they could ascend. However, they shall now descend down a steep hill, and upon that slope are thistles, thorns, and briars. They so sowed that have grown to now ensnare them with every charge they attempted to smear others with, shall now catch and ensnare them, and tear apart all they have amassed for such treachery, says the Lord. There has been a violation of order, says the Lord, and those who have been charged, says the Lord, will be taken through the valley in order to stand on the hills. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert, and he will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness. I believe that's from Jeremiah. Their flesh has led, says the Lord, in such an escapade to hold on to and keep a grip on stolen property, says the Lord. This nation and land was given to me, says the Lord. The covenant, the promise made from New York, they have attempted to steal such pridefully capital, steal such and put it in the house of their God, says the Lord. The nation needs to turn to me in an hour of tumult and uprising, says the Lord, and seek forgiveness. However, says the Lord, that is still my covenant, and those who have played the thieves for your gods shall be thrown on their face in this hour and shall be powerless to protect you from the wage to be paid you for your sin. This is the last moments before the window of grace closes for such. Repent now, says the Lord, of your heinous deeds, for those who sit on the bench of power shall be weighed in this hour, and their briefcases and filing cabinets opened and searched, as it shall be smeared what riches their hands so took and what deals they made to the beast on the hill, and a department that has little to do with justice and much to do with justifying capital, their detestable behavior, hearing August. So back then I heard August for some reason having to do with the DOJ. As they cling to the horns of the altar, for the box they have opened is dark, and shall swallow up their titles and power and influence, as many will attempt to jump from a sinking ship after all the life rafts have gone forth. Thus says the Lord, align with my will, my ways, capital, and my timing. That's capital. Do not think you know better in this hour, for if I, the Lord, delivered Peter from the prisons and the jailer, I can do the same for those who sing my praises, capital, in this hour, instead of fight out of the flesh. The praises of Peter opened the prison doors. The faithfulness of Joseph in prison, interpreting the dreams for the cupbearer and baker, opened the prison doors for Joseph. And David refusing to kill Saul when he had the chance, after all Saul had done to try and destroy him. I, the Lord, protected and blessed David, and by my capital hand, righteously Saul was removed. It is the full surrender to me, that's capital, the Lord God, through my son Jesus Christ, that unlocks doors of prisons, breaks chains, Toby, don't go after little Esther, delivers from the snare of the fowler and temptation Satan dangles to entice the flesh. This is all capitals. Hear me this day, says the Lord. There is no prison I cannot get to. There is no courtroom that I cannot enter. There is no office in the capital of your nation that I cannot view their foul plots with the stench of such diseased branches. There is nowhere my arm cannot reach to save. It's a matter of surrender, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, am walking your nation through this valley of the shadow of death from the one who came out of the shadow valley, who led your nation into such when the nation did not humble itself and turn. However, I am a merciful God, and I shall lead you through this valley of decision and deliverance. For in the valley, when it seems its darkest, there is a light that shall suddenly break through the darkness, and I shall pull this nation from its grip. A table of feast shall be prepared in the presence of my enemies, your nation's enemies, and the enemies of those I have anointed for such a time. And I shall make them sit there and watch their delicate dainties of deceit be turned over before them. For they have merchandised the political, this nation, and its covenant to the nations of the earth. They have tagged it with a price, and one of the prices was the destruction of political opponents for lucrative deals to fill their pockets. However, drive your nation deeper into the bondage of debt. My son Jesus paid the largest debt in history, the sins of humanity, and that blood so shall be applied to cancel the continued robbery and progress of a nation and a robbing of their relationship with Israel. However, call on me now fully, says the Lord. Doors may close, says the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night. However, joy cometh in the morning. The justice of Yahweh shall carry out the verdict. All men should tremble and humble themselves and bridle the tongue in this hour. For I, the Lord thy God, want to be the loudest and sharpest voice that speaks over your nation. Your leaders should tremble, for scrolls have entered Washington, D.C., and they are about to be opened by angels prepared to overturn it at the opening of these scrolls. My church, now is your hour to rise up and be the voice crying in the wilderness, proclaiming the way of salvation and leading a very lost nation through this dark valley. You are the light of the world, a city on a hill. And if part of the church wants to die in that valley of dry bones, then continue on, my little flock. prophesy to the valley of bones in your nation that the grave will release its grip and your nation comes forth from the tomb of Sodom it was so placed in. Know this day I am God, there is no other, meaning the Lord. A historic and unprecedented time calls for such measures. The sword of the spirit and your faith, my children, is what will make a very broken nation a new vessel upon the wheel of the potter. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm that is one of judgment and correction. Prepare, my children, the desperation they so unleash will be what causes their fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury. Thus says the Lord of hosts in Jesus' name. So that is June 8th. Whoa. 2024. And this is on the heels of what we saw July 13th and what we have seen now. Also, the night of prayer. Two nights ago in Tennessee, when I preached, the Lord had me go back to the night of prayer. He had me, within 10 minutes of me getting up there, change everything I was going to say and go back to it and speak it again and speak it from Tennessee, because the Lord knew this was going to happen 2 days later. So, in 1 Samuel 17:16, it says, the Philistine Goliath came out morning and evening and took his stand for 40 days. Okay. So 40 is associated with a testing and a judgment. The Lord was not delaying the victory he wanted to bring to Israel. He was delaying the wage of Goliath's judgment and allowing the charges to mount so an even greater judgment would be brought forth towards Goliath, which would in turn bring a greater victory for Israel. I'm going to tell you something too. This happened at 1:30 p.m., 30 biblically speaking. Has to do with betrayal. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. He was sold for 30 pieces of silver, sold up the river. So it's interesting that this one happened to happen at 1:30 p.m. in broad daylight, nonetheless. Okay. So what happens is David comes out and he sees this showdown and this standoff going on between the army of Israel and Goliath and the Philistines. And in 1 Samuel 17:37 through 40, now I spoke these things 2 nights ago again. I spoke at the night of prayer, which was July 7th, and 2 nights ago in Tennessee, I spoke it again. David said, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, 1 Samuel 17:37 through 40, he will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and may the Lord be with you. And then Saul dressed David in his armor, in his garments, and put a bronze helmet on him and put a coat of armor on him. Then David fastened his sword over his armor and tried to walk, but he couldn't because he was not used to them. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these because I am not used to them. So David took them off. Verse 40, then he took his shepherd's staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the stream bed and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, that is in his shepherd's pouch. With his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. Now, 5 stones. We're coming into the year 5785 at the beginning of October on the Jewish calendar. This year is flanked by 2 fives on each side. Grace, double grace, 5 smooth stones David picks up against his opponent. David throws off Saul's armor because you can't put new wine in old wineskins. Saul was the old wineskin. Saul's way of doing things was the old wineskin. It was brittle. It was falling apart. Saul was not walking with the Lord the way he should. And David throws off his armor and chooses a very unconventional way to fight the Philistines. David chooses God's unconventional way of battle over Saul's traditional order of battle and what the army of Israel did. This is important. And I said this 2 nights ago. Because the old wineskins can't hold the new wine. And David was the new wine. Therefore, he couldn't put the old wineskins on and that old armor on of Saul's and expect to go into battle victorious. Now we get to 1 Samuel 17:45 through 50, which has everything to do with what happened again. I said this the night of prayer. I said this two nights ago, that over the next 2 months, 1 Samuel 17:45 through 50, President Trump should be zeroing in on. Verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. He's president 45, right? President Trump served as a 45th president. This is 1 Samuel 17:45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. Means you come at me with physical weapons to kill me. That is what that verse means right there. You come to me with physical weapons to kill me. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. Verse 46, this day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down. And he was going to give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky, he says. Verse 48, when the Philistine rose and came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone and slung it, and it struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone penetrated his forehead and he fell face down to the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. And he struck down the Philistine that day. And he struck him down, and then it was Goliath's own sword that did Goliath in. The stone David slung may have hit Goliath, but David had no sword. He then took Goliath's own sword. Goliath's own sword is what did him in. Now, I want to get 1 Samuel 47, because I think somehow this didn't get... Oh, here it is. Okay. I wanted to get 1 Samuel 17:47 because somehow... it was not in here. And this is what 1 Samuel 17:47 says, because we are in the race right now for the 47th president of the United States. I want to read to you this because this is crucial for what happened. So I'm going to read to you verse 45 again and verse 47, because Donald Trump was the 45th president. He's running to be the 47th. This is the race for the 47th president. Verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. Now 46 says, this day the Lord will hand you over to me. 1 Samuel 17:47. And that this entire assembly may know, meaning Israel and the Philistines, David's allies and David's enemies, and this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or the spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. President Trump, start saying that at your rallies. Start quoting 1 Samuel 17:47. That this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or the spear. The Lord doesn't save with physical weapons. The Lord saves with heavenly weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. I spoke this two nights ago again. Start saying that at your rallies. Start quoting 1 Samuel 17:45, 1 Samuel 17:47. Start quoting it at your rallies and fight with the word, because you're fighting principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and the only sword they listen to is the word of God. The only weapon they yield to is the word of God. Now, I had said back in July, over the next 2 months, you let them taunt. July 7th, night of prayer. You let them taunt. You let them come at you with sword and spear and javelin. Now, those words left my mouth the night of prayer. They left my mouth again 2 nights ago in Tennessee. You let them come at physical weapons to kill you. Because those that come in the name of the Lord of hosts are protected. You come to me with carnal weapons, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, which is the Lord's battle name. We're dealing with God the general here when that term is used. It carries a covenant. And with that covenant going before me and coming against you, O taunter of Israel, O taunter of the United States of America, in that order, that covenant clears the way of victory. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you on the Lord's official business, for the day of judgment and rectification has come. That's what that means when he says, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I'm coming to you on official business that is coming down from heaven's throne. And judgment being yielded this day. Start saying that at your rallies. Start speaking that. Start picking up the sword of the Spirit too. And swinging it like you never have in your life. You come to me with sword and spear and javelin. You come at me with physical weapons. He's telling Goliath that Goliath's coming at him with physical weapons to kill him. But David, he says, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, our general, our redeemer, our banner, our covenant, who you have taunted this day. I am coming to you on the Lord's official business because you have taunted the Lord of hosts in whom we are in covenant with. And that covenant now, in accordance to the way it was written and sealed by God, will now bring a righteous judgment. And this is what I said the night of prayer. I said, I want you to hear closely what I'm about to say. Sentencing was delayed because this is a test. God is testing President Trump. And while evangelicals are coming out to vote, Donald Trump has to learn with the Lord how to control what is said, what is spoken, and how strategically it is spoken. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as Goliath boasted for this 40 days, the charges mounted. Every time there's an assassination attempt, the charges are mounting in the courts of heaven. And God's allowing it to mount, not to delay the victory. He's delaying the judgment and allowing those charges to continue to mount. And he's also extending grace. And I said, over this next 2 months, especially, Mr. President, you let the wicked, the corrupt, boast, you let them come with sword and spear and digital guerrilla warfare, because the Lord is not delaying your victory. He is delaying their judgment. So an even greater judgment and victory will come, where there will be no question who brought that victory, Almighty God. Then they sent the sentencing for September on the heels of the high holy days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, 10 days of awe in between. So they set sentencing for September. And then we'll get into that. It was delayed again. And I had said to the president this night also, let your walk do the talking during this 2 month period, President Trump. Let your walk be ahead of your mouth. You don't court God, you embrace God, and God embraces you. You seek his face, not his hand. When David was anointed, he was tested, and Saul tried to kill him 5 times. And one of those times was at David's home. And that's what we saw today. We saw the attempt at his home. August 16th, 2024, word of the Lord. I put out a word of the Lord. And this is what it says. You cannot put old wine in new wineskin, says the Lord, for it will burst. Shed the old wineskin, says the Lord, capital. Shed it now before it's too late. Allow me, the Lord thy God, to fill a new wineskin. For, says the Lord of hosts, O trumpet, you are being sabotaged within your campaign. Capitals, there is deliberate intent sabotage occurring within your ranks, says the Lord. Beyond the Secret Service, near your front door. These words left my mouth. August 16th, 2024. I'm going to read it again. All capitals. Word of the Lord, August 16th, 2024. There is deliberate intent. Sabotage occurring within your ranks, says the Lord, beyond the Secret Service, near your front door, says the Lord. It must be purged, says the Lord. It must be purged, for you are being set up to purposely falter and to be led down such a path that will bring you to roadblocks and dead ends if this path is continued down. It is time to redirect, August 16, 2024. It is time to redirect. It is time to reset. It is time to go back to the original reasons one stepped out of the private sector and put everything, capital, on the line for America, the roots. You must, capital, in this hour, go back to your roots. Oh, capital trumpets, for you are in a field of weeds, attempting to trek through, see through, an intentional field of weeds and snares and tares that were sown within your campaign in 2020 and were subtly and continually laid and planted as word spread the one called Trump would run again. There are two within your ranks that are feeding information to the other side. Yes, an underground corrupt railroad that is feeding information to an aide within the Harris camp. And says the Lord, she and her corrupt cohort shall attempt to become a mirror image of you. In many ways, capital, their ads even shall look more and more like yours in an attempt to, all capitals, blot you out and bring your speech into irrelevance and ramblings that the ears of the public will tire from, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, all capitals, I have the strategy. I see beyond what any of your political strategists see. For I, the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, do nothing until I first reveal my secrets to my servants, the prophets. I, the Lord, say in this hour, seek me on your knees. Get your heart posture right with me. The enemy has you very focused on the gnats and the flies that swarm around the progressive candidate. And you attempt with a fly swatter that has holes in it to swat such flies and gnats away as it distracts you from, capital, finding the nest and destroying the nest and the hub in which they plot, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, there shall be awe, capital, during such a time of the high holy days, says the Lord, for attacks are being plotted during such a time of awe when an anniversary is upon you. Sound the ram's horn on Rosh Hashanah, says the Lord. My people, sound it. It is a call to heaven, and my army shall be dispatched to expose such a plot, and they shall go deep into the White House that has become a shadow house and retrieve the blueprint of the meeting that took place between current and former presidents and liaisons of foreign nations that shall come forth in a scandal indeed. This is all August 16, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is why you must, capital, get in line with me, capital, my will, this is all capitals, my ways, my vision, and my strategy. For I will not lead you astray in such a race. The tortoise and the hare, says the Lord, they are intentionally keeping you off kilter. Those within your own ranks, break free of such and allow me to steer fully now, for they have in the crossfire. Oh, this is important. They are intentionally keeping you off kilter, those within your own ranks. Break free of such and allow me to steer fully now, for they have you in the crossfire again, says the Lord, as well as a red flag of falsities that shall make it look like a supporter attempted a heinous thing. It is lies, it is wicked, and I, the Lord, shall protect and expose as you fully realize that you as a man cannot do this campaign on your own. Or fight it out of the flesh, for it makes a mess, and anger and pride overtake in a wake of toxic words that are said that leak out and make you lie in such a bed of missteps and regrets of what was said. Step out of your flesh, says the Lord. Step out, for the other side is banking capital on you staying caught up in such. Capitals, I am your shepherd, and I will put the staff into your hand to lead such a flock. If my ways are committed to, I, the Lord, am not seeking perfection or a perfect walk. I am seeking a listening ear. The ear was scarred for a reason, for that is what is required in this hour. An ear that listens to what I, the Lord, say, and the willingness to carry such out. For multiple traps have been set for you, O trumpets, leading to the debates. A minefield of setups and sabotage, and I, the Lord, will remove the veil and expose such. Hearken unto me in this hour. Come quickly. Pray, my children, pray, and do not let the worldly bullhorns put you in a spin zone of dysfunction and despair. For they are attempting to suck the hope from the nation to increase their power. Faith and hope, my children, activate it. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Yeshua, my son, who sits at my capital right hand. Amen. That was all August 16th. And I'm going to read to you the first paragraph of this. August 16, 2024, I released this word of the Lord. I'm going to just read the first paragraph to you again. Okay. I'm going to go past, says the Lord of hosts. Okay. So he's talking about shedding the wineskins, the old wineskins. He says, shed it now before it's too late. Allow me, the Lord thy God, to fill a new wineskin. For says the Lord of hosts, O trumpet, you are being sabotaged within your campaign. There is deliberate intent, sabotage occurring within your ranks, says the Lord, beyond the secret service, near your front door, says the Lord. It must be purged, says the Lord. It must be purged, for you are being set up to purposely falter and to be led down such a path that will bring you to roadblocks and dead ends if this path is continued down. Welp, that was near his front door. That was on his golf course. August 29th, 2024, I did a broadcast. And I talked a lot about Robert Kennedy Jr. And I had said in that broadcast, August is the eighth month. The month in Olive Branch is extended with Trump leading to an October surprise in September, which would be the ninth month. Now, remember I talked about darkness coming over the land in the sixth hour and it lasts till the ninth hour? If you look at that on our calendar, the sixth hour would be June, the ninth hour would be September, and both assassination attempts have happened within that window. So you can look at it as April is the sixth, was the sixth hour from the time the Israel-Hamas war began, and July would have been the ninth hour, right, when the first assassination attempt. And on our calendar, June would be the sixth hour, and September would be the ninth hour. But on October 29th, 2024, I talked about an October surprise in September, that there was going to be an October surprise, but it was going to come in September. Well, here it is. And there's going to be fallout from this. This is just the start. But here it is. September 7th, 2024. This is what I wrote on X. You could go to X at AmandaGrace_AOG. On September 7th, 2024, I put out a post. And this is what it said. President Trump's sentencing has been moved back and delayed until after the election. The last time in July sentencing was moved back and delayed, we all saw what happened in Pennsylvania with the attempt. Pray and intercede, because this has the appearance of another setup. So I was warning of another assassination attempt on his life because they moved sentencing back again. Because the last time they did it, there was an attempt. And when I saw them move it back this time, I sounded the alarm that there was another attempt that was coming. To pray and intercede now. That was put out December 7th, 2024. Now, If you think about it, the year we're coming in 257-85 has to do with a sword. Because seven is Zayin in the Hebrew alphabet. It's the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it means sword. So five is grace, seven is sword, eight is life. You would have grace, sword, life, grace. That's how the year 5785 reads. So if you look at it this way, according to what we've seen happen, in 2016, God gave grace to Donald Trump to lead the nation. He entered office in 2017. 7 years later, which would put us right now, 2024, remember, seven is the sword, Zayin. Donald Trump is chased with the sword, just as David was chased with the sword. Eight is life in 5785. It's Chet in Hebrew. Donald Trump's life has been spared twice now because there is grace, which is the number five, upon him as he is tested in running this race, 5785. So when you look at that and you go back to 2016 and you lead up to now, it's interesting what you get out of 5785. You come to me with sword, Zayin. You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. Start saying it at your rallies. Start quoting 1 Samuel 17:45 and 47. David was chased for over 8 years with the sword. Saul attempted to kill him five times. One of those times, Saul went to David's house. He sent men to David's house to try to kill David there, which is what we're seeing happen now. And being that this is the 47th, race for the 40, we're in a race for the 47th president leading into the year 5785. Grace, sword, life, grace. 1 Samuel 17:47, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. You are watching these verses play out within modern day. In fact, 1 Samuel 17:45 through 50 has the year 5785 in it. You take the 5 and 45, you take the 7 and 47, you take the 8 and 48, and you take the 5 and 50, and you have 5785, that year written into 1 Samuel 17:45 through 50. Grace, sword, life, grace. So we need to, I called for a fast on the Feast of Trumpets, October 2nd through 4th. The Lord led me to call for a fast. Brother Timothy Dixon, who I adore him and his wife, Miss Rose, every day, he has called for every day at noon, you just stop and you pray. All of us, no matter where we are, at noon, 12 noon p.m., we stop and pray for the nation and for President Trump and his family and for the church. That every day at noon we do that. So mark that down. I told him I would tell you all, and I am. So it's that, and we've called for a fast on the Feast of Trumpets, October 2nd to October 4th. As much as you can fast, please fast during those 2 days. It is crucial for the turn of the election because things are weighing in the balance and the Lord is protecting President Trump because he doesn't save with the sword or the spear or the javelin, because the battle is the Lord's and the Lord saves. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. That's in Exodus. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. People of God, we're coming into the year that has to do with a sword. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and start speaking it into the valley of dry bones in this nation, that this nation may live. Start speaking it. Start activating it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. This is why I want at his rallies him to start quoting 1 Samuel 17, 45 and 47. Because there's power in those words. They're transcendent. The word of God is living and active and current for every generation. And the enemy doesn't have an answer for it. The enemy can out-strategize you politically. The enemy can weaken you physically. But when you start bringing spiritual warfare and the word of God into a battle for a nation, it brings judgment by God against principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Because you are bringing now, you're going after the source. You see, our battle isn't against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is the vessel. It's the container. It is the receptacle. It is the temple. And one way or another, your temple's going to get filled. One way or another, the enemy's going to fill your temple, or Almighty God is going to fill your temple. And if you're watching this and the enemy has filled your temple and you feel the conviction of God on you, drop to your knees and repent and give your life over to Jesus Christ right now. Surrender it all. Acknowledge he died at the cross for your sins and ask him to come into your life, be your Lord and Savior, and make you a new creation. Because either way, someone's going to fill your temple. We are receptacles to be filled and for the glory of God to fill. And when you start going after the source spiritually of what's giving power to your opponent will weaken. You will see in the natural the effects of your physical opponent weakening because you're going after the source of what's giving them strength. That is spiritual warfare. And that is how this needs to be fought. It needs to be fought on this front. So praise the Lord for God's intervention today. Praise the Lord. Now I'll go double check, but according to the five times Saul tried to kill David, there's one more coming. I'll go double check it. I'll go double check if all of them have been satisfied, but I believe there's one more attempt that's going to come. Pray and intercede now because the hand of God is intervening in the nation. The hand of God. When the hand of God is on someone, their enemies can't kill them or destroy them. Because the hand of God and the protection of God is greater than any weapon or any vessel the enemy can fill and use. So remember that tonight. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My gosh, I am exhausted. I feel like I ran a marathon, but all glory be to God. I mean, that we came on. I thank my team for coming on with us because, you know, this just, it came out of nowhere. We were expecting it, but it still, you know, it still comes out of nowhere. And so if you want to go see, it's August 9th. If you scroll down to Ark of Grace 88 on Instagram, you go there and you scroll down. You could go to August 9th. You can see the clip about the five times Saul tried to kill David that I spoke about. We'll probably get more into that this week, but all glory be to God for his protection. But I'm going to say this, a campaign that has a component of spiritual warfare is lethal to the enemy and the vessels he uses. Trump camp. A campaign that has a component of spiritual warfare and goes after the source is a threat to the source that is giving the vessel power. So all glory be to God today. The Lord intervened again. Thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Please, for the love of God right now, armor up. Every morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you put your whole and complete armor on me and name your family members in Jesus' name. I have asked God to armor the animals here at the Ark. I ask him to put the armor of God on them too right now. So Ephesians 6, also, we'll get to Ephesians 1 and 3 in a minute because they're wonderful to read. But Psalms, there are Psalms I quote. Psalm 91 every day over me and Chris and the Ark. There's also Psalm 1, 23, 34. Psalm 1 is blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way where sinners walk, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That's Psalm 1. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have Psalm 34 and 35. Psalm 35, you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Start speaking it and activating it on a daily basis. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, there are scriptures I quote from those chapters that are in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, Pastor Kenneth Hagin. First few pages of that book have those scriptures and the Lord's Prayer. I say the Lord's Prayer every day because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. The order to that prayer, we should be coming in with praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God. So we just encourage you in the word as we leave tonight. We will be back on earlier in the week. We will announce. There are some things we're going to get into, some heavier things too we're going to get into and talk about. But God bless everyone. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you and we'll see you this week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face, wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing, they are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark, so I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies, so it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals, kind of like what we should put in our soul. What nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.